This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There is something about using a gift card that, I don't know if it's just me, makes me feel nervous sometimes because it's not something that you purchased. Somebody just gave it to you. And sometimes I don't know how much money is left on there. And, you know, I don't know. So I do have gift card anxiety. But Katie tried to use a gift card recently and it backfired.
Well, this was an extra slap in the face.
Tell me what happened.
I did a partnership with a company. I won't say which company. And as a thank you, they gave me a gift card to their business.
Yes.
Very nice. So I've had it in my wallet forever. I finally went and I went, ooh, mommy's got a gift card. I go to check out. Gift card's not working. Now, this is a place that offers self-checkout.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, man, I am doing something wrong.
I would assume that too.
I'm not one to walk into a store. I'm a buy it online kind of gal. So I thought maybe just out of practice.
Mm.
Finally, an employee comes over to help me with the gift card. It's not working for him either. So he goes to the wherever he goes and he comes back and he says, there's nothing on this gift card.
Oh.
They gave me an empty gift card.
How long ago did they give you this gift card?
It's been many months.
But not years.
Not years.
So, okay, I feel like many months, as long as it's under a year. Well, I don't think gift cards should ever expire.
Legally, they can't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They gave you an empty gift card.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny.
And it's even something that it had the amount, like, on it. Not written on it. It came with the amount.
What was the amount?
$25.
And it was empty.
Empty. Not a dime.
So funny. Now, okay, this is making me think. I'm going to start doing this.
What do you mean?
I'm going to start giving empty gift cards to people.
Don't do that.
Because think about it. Think about it for a second, okay? You have to go somewhere where a gift is not required, but it's bad form if it's not there. Okay, I don't know this person that well, blah, 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 blah. I'm just going to go into a store. I'm going to take a gift card off of their shelves. I'm going to steal it, basically. What does the company care? It's just a piece of plastic that they didn't even pay for.
Well, they might have paid for something.
What? What part? Let's say I go into, for instance, CVS.
Well,
okay?
It costs money to buy the gift card, doesn't it?
Not for CVS.
How do you know that?
I don't know. Why would they have to pay for it? It's the other companies. They're not making any money off of it.
Like, but when you buy a gift card for somebody, that purchase costs money, and then you put money on the gift card, right?
Yeah.
It's like a dollar.
Okay, go ahead. You're going to steal. Go
all
ahead.
All right, if I'm going to I'll conveniently drop a dollar bill where the gift cards are. Then I'll take a gift card, put it in my pocket, just leave. Then it comes time for said party or occasion where a gift is given, and I give it to them. There we go. It looks like I gave a gift, and I didn't give a gift, which is awesome. And then what are they going to do?
Okay, so I was going to say that. This is actually maybe the perfect crime, because it does take guts to contact that person and be like, hey, that gift card you gave me doesn't work.
Totally.
I would- would never do that.
And you're not going to do it now. Because if you're just joining us, Katie tried. She was given a gift of a gift card and there was nothing on it.
I won't even contact the company. They were like, oh, you can contact our management and they can refill the gift card. I'm not even going to do that.
No, it's $25. I feel like it's not worth your time. And on top of that also, you would never tell the person, unless it's somebody who's very close to you,
right,
who shouldn't be giving you a gift card anyway.
That's so true.
They would. This is a perfect crime. Oh my God, I'm a genius. Okay, so I'm going to do this from now on, and I'm going to give empty gift cards as gifts.
Okay, now what if somebody is brazen enough to contact you and say, hey, this gift card didn't work?
Great idea. Okay, Kevin, play the person that I gave an empty gift card to,
okay,
and I'll show you how this is what I'll do.
Gavin, why'd you give me an empty gift card?
No, that's not what you would say.
You would say, like,
you'd
be
never
like,
be that aggressive.
Something's wrong with this gift card.
Something's wrong with the gift card you gave me.
What?
It's not working.
No!
I tried to scan it at the store, and it just said, it wasn't paid for.
What?
It's not active.
I'm sorry. That sucks. That's terrible. You know, they gave me a receipt. Hold on a second. When I got it, they gave me, I can't find the receipt right now. I'm going to, you know what?
You know what? Here's what you should do. There's an 800 number on the back. Call that.
Yes.
You'll probably be on hold for a very long time, but call that.
And they're going to want the number that's on the receipt. I'll look for the receipt. And at some point during this monologue now about what you need to do and what I need to do, you're going to go, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You will.
It's so true.
I swear to God, you will.
It's so true. Everything you're saying is true.
This is the perfect crime. Listen, and everybody is free to use this as well, okay? It's free to use, unless you're giving me a gift card.
I was just going to say, you're kind of, I got something for your birthday.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.